On the way home, Pascal stopped to look at a picture in a sidewalk exhibit. It showed a little girl with a hoop. Pascal thought how nice it would be to have a friend like that little girl. And just at that moment, he met a real little girl, looking just like the one in the picture. She was wearing a pretty white dress, and she held in her hand the string to a blue balloon. Pascal wanted to be sure she noticed that his balloon was a magic one. But when he reached for the string, his balloon wouldn't be caught. And the little girl began to laugh.
Why will you not obey, balloon, and do just as I say, balloon? It seems you don't know anything but how to pull upon your string.
Pascal was angry. What's the use of having a trained balloon if it won't do what you want? He said to himself. At that very moment, some of the tough boys of the neighborhood came by. They tried to catch the balloon as it trailed along behind Pascal. But the balloon saw the danger. It flew to Pascal at once. He caught it and began to run. But more boys came to corner him from the other side. So Pascal let go of his balloon, which immediately rose high into the sky. While the boys were all looking up, Pascal ran between them to the top of the steps. From there, he called his balloon. The balloon came to him at once, to the great surprise of the boys in the gang. And so Pascal and his balloon got home without being caught.
All up and down the Paris streets, the boys pursued the red balloon. So swiftly ran Pascal that day, they might as well have chased the moon. And when the race was done, Pascal and his balloon were out of breath, but safe at home.
The next day was Sunday. Pascal told his balloon to stay quietly at home, not to break anything, and especially not to go out. But the balloon did exactly as it pleased. Pascal and his mother were hardly seated in church when the balloon appeared and hung quietly in the air behind them. Now, a church is no place for a balloon. Everyone was looking at it, and no one was paying attention to the service. Pascal had to leave in a hurry, followed by the church guard. His balloon certainly had no sense of what was proper. Pascal had plenty of worries. All this worry had made him hungry. And as he still had his coin for the collection plate, he went into a bake shop for some cake. Before he went inside, he said to the balloon, "Now, balloon, be good and wait for me. Don't go away."
To prove you're brave. Don't tease the children when they stop to see you by the pastry shop.
The balloon was good, and only went as far as the corner of the shop to warm itself in the sun. But that was already too far, for the gang of boys who tried to catch it the day before saw it, and they thought that it was the moment to try again. Without being seen, they crept up to the balloon, jumped on it, and carried it away. When Pascal came out of the bake shop, there was no balloon. He ran in every direction, looking up at the sky. The balloon had disobeyed him again. It had gone off by itself. And although he called at the top of his voice, the balloon did not come back. The gang had tied the balloon to a strong string, and they were trying to teach it tricks. "We could show this magic balloon in a circus," one of them said. He shook a stick at the balloon. "Come here, or I'll burst you," he shouted. As luck would have it, Pascal saw the balloon over the top of a wall, desperately dragging at the end of its heavy string. He called to it. As soon as it heard his voice, the balloon flew toward him. Pascal quickly untied the string and ran off with his balloon as fast as he could run. The boys raced after them. They made so much noise that everyone in the neighborhood stopped to watch the chase. It seemed as though Pascal had stolen the boys' balloon. Pascal thought, "I'll hide in the crowd." But a red balloon can be seen anywhere, even in a crowd. At one point, the boys didn't know whether Pascal had turned right or left, so they split up into several groups. For a minute, Pascal thought he had escaped them, and he looked around for a place to rest. But as he rounded a corner, he bumped right into one of the gang. He ran back the way he had come, but there were more boys there. He was desperate. He ran up a side street that led to an empty lot. He thought he'd be safe there. But suddenly, boys appeared from every direction, and Pascal was surrounded. So he let go of his balloon. But this time, instead of chasing the balloon, the gang attacked Pascal. The balloon flew a little way off, but when it saw Pascal fighting, it came back. The boys began throwing stones at the balloon. "Fly away, balloon! Fly away!" Pascal cried. But the balloon would not leave its friend. One of the stones hit the balloon. It burst and fell sadly to the ground.
And as it floated
while Pascal was crying over his dead balloon, the strangest things began to happen. On a busy street corner, a man who was selling balloons jumped with surprise when his balloons suddenly pulled themselves from his grasp and went sailing away into the air. In another part of the city, a little girl lost her balloon when it darted from her hand and sped upward. In still another part of the city, a group of children who were playing together lost their balloons in exactly the same way. And so it was all over Paris. Everywhere, balloons could be seen flying up into the air and forming a line high into the sky. It was the revolt of all captive balloons. And all the balloons of Paris came down to Pascal, dancing around him, twisting their strings into one strong one, and lifting him high, high into the sky. And that was how Pascal took a wonderful trip all around the world.